I didn't know what the next day would bring. And I didn't care. When we got our boats back to shore, we left them, the nets, and that catch of fish right there. And the four of us followed the rabbi. Along with Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, James, Thaddeus, Simon, and Judas, we became the 12. People are sometimes surprised when I tell them that we all left everything we had to follow this rabbi, but you wouldn't be surprised if you'd seen what I've seen. And not just that miraculous catch of fish. Why, I hadn't been with the rabbi long at all when I brought him to my home, only to find my mother-in-law very sick in bed with a fever. Very serious, believe me. My mother-in-law stops for nothing. But when I saw her lying there, the color gone out of her face, I didn't know what to do. And then he was there, standing beside her, touching her hand, and the fever was gone. She was deathly ill one minute, and the next she was up fixing the rabbi bagels and lox. And when we left my house, the crowds had gathered, everyone with a friend or family member who was sick, and he touched them all. And they were all healed in an instant. You have never seen such power. They would come to us by the thousands for healing, for truth, for a word from God. And he met their needs. After one very long day, the rabbi told us to get in the boat and head across the sea while he stayed behind and dismissed the crowds. After they left him, he went up the mountainside to pray. And as the sun set, a storm began to brew. First, the soft, quiet patter of the rain. Then the sky began to grow dark, and pretty soon we found ourselves fighting the wind in a very rough sea. As I watched the waves kick up into a nasty chop, I couldn't help but wonder why the rabbi had sent us on without him. Long into the night, we fought the wind and the water. And then in the distance was a form, something or someone that looked as if it was coming across the water toward us. We were all afraid. Some of the men even cried out that it was a ghost. And then the voice came to us from across the water. "Take courage! It's me! Don't be afraid!" Well, I don't know what came over me. I heard myself yell out, "Rabbi, if it's you, let me come out there." And he waved at me and said, "Come on!" Well, very soon, I was walking on top of the waves. A whole new sensation, water rolling beneath my feet. I felt giddy. No one before this had ever walked on water. And then it dawned on me. No one before this had ever walked on water. And I looked up and I saw the sky and I felt the wind in my face and I began to sink. And I cried out, "Rabbi, save me!" Immediately, the rabbi stretched out his hand and took hold of me, pulling me up from the waves. And as we walked back together, arm in arm, he said, "You have so little faith. Why did you doubt me?" And we climbed back into the boat, and the storm stopped. The whole experience was more than I could take in. I remember leaning back up against the starboard side, looking down at my feet, trying to catch my breath, watching the water pour off me. I started to yell out, did you see when... But as I looked up, I saw all the rest of the 12, faces down, worshiping the rabbi as the Messiah, the Son of God. I still think about what he said that night. "You have so little faith." He didn't mean to offend me, and he didn't. He just knew that there was so much more waiting for me if I only had faith. He never meant to offend. He meant to teach. But often he did offend. The Pharisees, mostly, as the teachers of the law, they did not appreciate the rabbi teaching them. Once the Pharisees called us unclean not a name that we Jews appreciate. They called us unclean because we neglected one of their numerous dietary laws. But the rabbi told them, "Listen, it's not what goes into a man's mouth that makes him unclean. It's what comes out of his mouth." Well, the Pharisees were deeply offended. They understood him. On the other hand, I wasn't so quick to understand. I asked him what he meant. He said, "Don't you see that whatever enters a man's mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body, but the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart. Things like evil thoughts and murder, adultery, slander, these things make a man unclean." And he was right. Once I began to fathom his meaning, I began to taste life. And I began to realize that there had never before been a man like this. And the truth dawned on me. One incredible morning, we 12 were walking behind the rabbi, wondering where he was leading us that day, wondering what new wonder was waiting for us, when he turned and stopped and asked what the crowds thought of him, what theories they had about who he was. Well, that was easy. We told him that there were all kinds of theories. Some thought that he was Elijah or Jeremiah or John the Baptist come back from the dead. We laughed as we told him some of the ideas that people had. Well, he waited until we had nothing more to say. Then he asked us who we thought he was. And all at once, I had this incredible moment when everything in life seemed so clear. I walked up to him and I said, "You're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God," just like that.